Jimmy, scrappy sort of contest, but top of the table. Happy enough with that?
I'm happy we've come out of that game with a win. I thought we were a hard fought. We made it hard as well through periods of that game, and fair play Bartley did as well. I thought they've got a diamond there in that Johnny Campbell. He's really strong, you know, a good player. So it was an hard fought win. We didn't help ourselves through periods of that game, but it was good to come out. And I thought we deserved the points we got on that as well.
I don't think anybody would argue with that. I think it's one of those games, isn't it? You may be going top of the table there towards the bottom. It's hiding to nothing. Everyone expects you to win. And it's often your side that gets dismissed as not having to put too much effort in to get those points. But today, you know, you've got to credit your players putting in plenty.
Yeah. No, I think you've nailed that. You know, we're in the position we're in because we worked hard throughout the year. You know, and we've got the victories throughout that year. And you know, people always talk about, you know, Bartley coming here and lifting the games, but we've got a lot of we put a lot on ourselves. You know, you get the outside pressure. You know, you should win. You know, we put a lot on ourselves that we should win. Of course we should, but that's for ourselves. And we needed to lift our game to match Bartley's enthusiasm. And I thought we did that. I thought we did that early on. We conceded a couple of really soft tries, which we're disappointed with. But you know, generally, I thought we worked as hard as Bartley did to get them points.
And pack-wise, you know, definitely gave as good as, if not more, than you got. I think that's reflected in that final score. But difficult at the moment at half-back.
Yeah, no, we're not too bad. You know, I think Danny had I think people massively underrate Danny Addy as a rugby player. He's very, very good. He can play a number of different positions, but he's generally quite a good rugby player. You know, he's got a good rugby brain, and he's slotted in really nice to that half-back role. And so everybody going on about, you know, not having a genuine half-back, but he's pretty much a genuine half-back, whether he plays there or at 13, which I think is two best positions. We put Adrian Pertel in there, who's a pretty solid player generally. He's a bit of a runner. So that had a nice balance to it, you know, and I thought he did a pretty solid job throughout that game. We've got Lee Gaskell in probably another 4 weeks, and we've got Harry Syker probably. You know, we'll see how it goes over the next couple of days, whether he comes back on Wednesday or whether it's next Sunday. You know, I'm not as concerned as what everybody's trying to make out to be as regards our halfback. I think we're with Danny Addy there. I think we're going all right.
And so much of the good stuff, I guess, playing the position you did, you'll be delighted to see, is coming from Hooker and from Adam O'Brien, who stamped his class all over this game again today.
Yeah, I think he's been outstanding all year, I have to say. I think he's been with our, you know, top players, and the more he plays, you know, the more he grows in that confidence as well. I think he needs to play a little bit more. You know, I think there's more to come from Adam O'Brien, a lot more to come. He's a tough player. He's probably one of the most annoying blokes next to Sean Lund I've worked with. But he can play rugby, and like I say, I think there's probably a lot more to come with Adam O'Brien. You know, I think he's certainly going to be one to watch over the next couple of years.
We've heard lots about Lee Centurions this season, and obviously we saw him in the Challenge Cup quarter-final yesterday, and they've been screaming Super League. It's not been quite so loud coming from Oddsall this season. Is it more about the longer term at this place and what you're trying to achieve?
Yeah, we want to get back up there. But you know, we need to work hard to get back up there. It's not just going to happen for us. And Lee, I thought we were really good yesterday in the quarter final of the cup. But anything they keep on talking, let them talk, let them keep talking. That's fine if that's the way they want to do it. But we want to just go about it in a slightly different manner and just keep grafting as hard as we possibly can. We won't worry about Lee until, you know, it's 19th of July, isn't it? So, you know, we'll worry about Featherstone first, and then we'll worry about Onslaught the week after, next weekend, before we go anywhere near Lee.
Yeah, talk to us about Featherstone and the challenge they present on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I think they're a good side. I do. I think they're a hard working side. They've got one or two decent forwards there. They've got some experience. You know, Paul Sykes has played around a lot, so they've got some good experience within that as well. And they bring a challenge, you know, to play rugby. You know, we like to play rugby. It's a shame it's not on a weekend. It is a shame it's not on a weekend, you know, because they will bring a few people here as well. It would just make it a better spectacle if it was on a weekend, which is a bit of a shame. But We'll have a go.
Look like you're enjoying it still.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's, you know, it's a great club. It's, and you know, I've got a good bunch of blokes who are really trying hard. You know, and like I said, they put a lot of pressure on themselves to perform well, and I'm glad they're enjoying the rugby as well.
Hey mate, it's been going great. We wish you all the very best for the rest of the campaign, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, pleasure.